This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, question of the day, inspired by Daniil Hunter's spin move. What is your favorite signature move of all time? 713-572-4610 is a place you can get at us. Also, the YouTube, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, there for you as well, where you can also check out all sorts of other videos as well. So let us know. But I really want to dig into this. Somebody also, pursuant to our last conversation about the Texans, or the Rockets rather, offense and where it could probably possibly get better, they mentioned, why is it that all of the Houston offenses seem to have some little level of problem?
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
It's a great question.
Like, they, everybody defense is good.
We don't do offense in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say everybody defense. The Astros defense wasn't the best.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They had trouble on both.
Yeah. But which one is the most egregious, the offense? Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
The offense?
Oh, yeah. It's not the Astros from last year?
No.
Where you're rolling out Bregman, and I know Tucker missing time, but Tucker and Altuve and Yordan and Yainer. Like, at least half of your lineup.
Yeah.
The other pitcher is like, bleep. Like, I mean, if we get past them.
They were high expectations, you know, on the Astros, but this was supposed to be like
five-headed monster.
Greatest show on turf kind of stuff. Yeah, Texans for sure.
Anyways, let's get back to these signature moves. As Daniil Hunter has just been, he's continued to awe us with that spin move that he's drawn out there. So that got us going. And of course, we got to start as it's come in all over the text line. It's on the.
Want to say it at once?
One, two, three.
Dream shake.
That's right. That's right, baby. We are in Houston. We cannot forget.
I didn't even look at the text.
Got to, man. Like, and one of the things was that I love how futile, like, a great signature move makes the opposition look. And Hakeem the Dream made them. He made them look like they had seen an alien. Like, wait, why can your legs
do that?
Right? Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Like, why exactly do your legs work that way?
Yeah.
Is how that worked. That looked all the damn time. So I appreciated that. Is there any ones that came to mind for you outside of
the Green Sky Hook?
I got some old school. I got some old school and some new, relatively new school. Sky Hook for sure is one. The George Gervin finger roll. I had the Dream Shake, of course. Relatively new school, not like at current era. I used to love the Dirk.
The flamingo fadeaway.
And I hate the Mavericks. You guys know how I feel about that. I hate the Mavericks. But, man, I was like, that is just an unstoppable shot. Manu and James Harden, Euro.
Euro step. I'm trying to think. I feel like Manu's. Like, was Manu's better or was James's better?
James said he learned it from Manu.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But he can make it better, though.
He could have made it better.
Yeah. So his was probably better.
Manu was no slouch.
832 said prime Harden step back.
Nah, I still like his Euro. I still like his euro better.
Where that ball gets down low, and he's just like, go ahead and hit me if you want to. Go ahead and send me to the line.
Yeah, opposing fans always. Yeah, he traveled.
He's traveling.
He traveled. They never called travel on him.
How about you?
I've got a list of them. Where some of them, I wanted to make sure I got like actual signature moves, because some of them I also don't know are signature moves. Like, help me litigate this one. We were talking about this weekend. Le'Veon Bell, like just the slow read before he decided. No, where
him
to go.
Getting the ball and just sitting there,
just standing there.
It's just like, what is he doing? That man, he break out for 12 yards.
That's a good one.
Walking.
I hadn't thought of that one.
No,
yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah.
It's such a hilarious claim to be able to make that I never ran once in my career. Like, it can't be true. Like, I never ran full speed, rather, in my career. Like, that's something that Le'Veon Bell says. And the idea that it's plausible is insane to me. Is insane to me. Some other ones that I was thinking of. Troy Polamalu jumping over the line. Does that count as a signature move?
Yeah, he did it enough times.
All right, so the one that I landed on as, like, definitely a signature move, the Kobe Bryant, like, spin jumper, where he posts you up, he gives you that little, and then he gives you the little spin.
Yeah. Kind of gives you a little dream
fade
shake.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It definitely had some dream shake. I definitely worked on that in front of the house quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I think Wesley on the YouTube got to that I was like, I don't know if that counts as a signature move, but it counts to me. When Randy Moss would get off the line, and before he even passed you, that hand go up, like, I'm open. The hand go up, like, hey, chuck it up there, dog. I got it. That one makes me smile at any given time.
Throw the ball, I'm open, I'll get it. And then you get mossed, which is obviously, you know, a signature move as well. Yeah. Iverson crossover comes in.
Classic. Classic.
Absolute classic. J.J. Watt and Mutombo finger wag.
Yeah, finger wag.
Mm-hmm. Finger wag's good.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cold stunner. I'll take it.
Yeah, I was like,
I'll take it.
The wrestle in this. I was like, I didn't want to go all the way to the wrestle of this, but hey, man, I understand.
It's a sport.
Right,
it's a sport.
Speaking of wrestle moves, a wrestle move was kind of spoken to a little bit in the Texans game. As I think it was Ted Wynn, who covers football, he does all 22 analysis for The Athletic and some other writing. He was looking at some of the film, and you remember the forced fumble that happened with Tua. It started with the bull rush by D'Nico Autry.
Oh, yeah.
That bull rush had D'Nico Autry with his hand all the way up in the right guards, basically in his neck. I feel like you can't litigate this afterwards, right?
No,
like, we won't be hearing from John Runyon. No, okay.
Well, you never know.
But it looked like he had him on the Undertaker. Was it what's the damn name of the? I know that there's people like, come on, you know it. It's the powerbomb thing that he did. I forgot what it's called. The
Tombstone.
The Tombstone. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was like, I know it's. It's with the thing, you know, the stuff. That one got pulled up. Somebody said the tush push signature.
That's
move.
Fair.
Yeah,
absolutely fair. They've perfected it, and nobody does it like them. Jeff Hornacek wiping his face before a free throw. God, that drove me nuts.
What about the Karl Malone talking to the ball? Basketball.
That too.
Nothing Karl Malone will be saluted by me ever. If there's one thing that I will absolutely, I don't know how hard Vern goes on this. I know he goes hard on the state of Utah in general, but I'm just going to transfer that over. I am the Vern Maxwell to Karl Malone. If there is ever just one hater of Karl Malone on this earth, it'll be me. I promise.
You and Vernon.
That's right. Let me owe $10,000 then, Vernon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Usain Bolt arrow pull.
That good one. That I like that one. One. Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez dunking the basketball.
Yep.
The
he kind of started that. Absolutely. Well, he redefined it, I should say.
Yeah. I think you get fined for doing that now. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I think somebody's going to break his record. A tight end is going to break his record.
Yeah.
And he said he'd pay the fine if he did it or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that is true.
Fair enough from the 832 saying the Kobe fadeaway is just him copying Jordan. Absolutely. I think
that's a signature move.
One of the things that I've often said about the Kobe thing is that, yes, he was out here just blatantly copying. Like, he was biting off of Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I will say in his defense and to his credit is everybody was trying to bite off of Michael Jordan, and it is a supreme compliment that we could actually see it.
His worked the most, though.
Right, exactly. We were like, oh, this actually looks like Jordan compared to everybody else that was trying to be Jordan. And it was just like, I guess.
Yeah. You're trying. You get an A for effort.
I like the Michael Jordan sticking the tongue out. whenever you make a move to the basket. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Which is funny because you know what I absolutely don't like? And maybe it's just because it feels like it, people are not acknowledging something that I feel like is very obvious. The Steph Curry, like, mouthpiece bite or whatever.
Oh, God, I hate that one, too.
Right?
Put
like,
that damn mouthpiece in your
it's,
mouth.
It's similar, but it all falls in. And really, more importantly, is, like, the turnaround for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why does nobody see him as a villain? Everybody treats him like he's this cute, baby-faced, tiny dude. He's 6'3", by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody treats him like he's tiny, and he's cute, and he's just like, this wholesome. And I'm like, he be out here knighting and dancing on people. Like, he talking is out here talking bleep on the floor, and everybody treats him like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, no. He's out here being a killer and a jerk.
I do.
Why
like,
does nobody treat him like that?
I do like when you shoot a three and turn around and just
doesn't even look.
Yeah.
Deion high stepping into the end zone.
100%.
Come on. Of course.
Ray Lewis dance, pregame dance.
Yeah.
That's all over that. Yeah, all over that.
Some other ones that have come in, the Tim Hardaway senior killer crossover. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the AI crossover earlier. Jimmy Graham also dunking. That was fun. Icky Shuffle, a classic. Let's see some other ones. The Bagwell's batting stance. I hadn't thought about batting stances
and twirling the bat.
Yeah, I like the Jim Tomey stance where he just kind of holds the bat out for a long, for about 5-6 seconds. Then home run.
What's your signature move, Figgy?
My favorite.
Personally, do you have a signature move?
What does that even mean? What is the signature move in life?
What do you do
what is
a
it?
Lot of?
My signature move is the Irish goodbye.
No.
Right? What does that mean?
Because I've got Figgy's in my mind.
Oh, really?
Figgy, what is,
Figgy has a signature move.
What is it?
Did you know you have a signature move?
I did not know that.
Go back and look at all your pictures at events, like picturing standing with someone.
Oh, throwing up the H?
No. Holding your shirt or your jacket and looking down rather than looking at the camera.
I would say that's a
that is absolutely. Go back and look. Go back and look.
Oh my goodness.
That is absolutely. Oh, I said there goes Figgy looking down, holding his shirt or his jacket again.
Honestly,
kind of like this.
Honestly, I do that because I don't know what the hell to do.
That's your signature move. You didn't know you had one. You do. I'll bet you, of the pictures you take with standing with people, 30-40% of them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I guess that could be a signature move.
I know I did realize I throw up the H a lot.
I do that as well.
Yeah, honestly, because back in the day when I used to be out with the homies, I used to always throw up the hood. So I don't do that no more. So I'm like, I got to do something. So I just try to. I wanted to throw up the peace sign.
All right. Shout out to everybody letting us know what their signature move is in the bedroom. Thank you. I did not want that in particular, but I appreciate you participating.
What about stopping short and reaching when you're driving?
Oh, I was like, whoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Driving. You're driving, and then there's usually a woman in the passenger side.
I usually do that when my backpack is in.
And
the
you stop
front.
And you go, oh, that's a signature.
Sometimes
move.
My backpack be in the front.
I don't like what you're implying here.
I'm not implying. People do it.
Wasn't there a Lions player that like hurt himself trying to save pizzas in the car that was falling over? I gotta find out which Lions player that was who injured himself in a car accident when he was trying to like. Driving with some pizzas in there, something like that. But it was Nate Burleson.
Nate Burleson
really hurt himself after a car accident where he had pizza. That was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned the LeBron James step back where it looks ugly, but it just works. And that got me thinking about another one real quick, which is Russell Westbrook. And we definitely have seen this a lot in Houston where, you know, he sees somebody he wants to take on and he does that clear for runway where he steps back, gives himself a runway.
And then he goes, all right.
Downhill.
About the LeBron block, the block.
Chase down blocks. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see it. Some Billy White Shoes Johnson's brought up. The Mahomes tongue. Yuck. Carlton dance on Fresh. All right, now we're just naming stuff on TV. Very good. But yeah, shout out to Danielle Hunter, who I think.
That's an unbelievably rough move to stop. Like, it's just almost impossible to
stop. Now, Myles Garrett, I don't think he's known for this move, but the dribbling, the air dribbling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, I will always look at him as that, even though he only did it like once or twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Reggie White's hump, and then also Skid to Malu, Rafer Alston with the in and out. Yeah. That was really nice. Coming on up next in the loop on Sports Radio 610, we go around the NFL where Kirk Cousins, I am willing to declare, is cooked. We'll discuss that more.